So around this time of year, there are always many different lovely images of the season that we are able to reflect on, that remind us of the stories centered around the birth of Jesus. A lot of them are on Christmas cards, but they show up in other places. Things like the angel Gabriel appearing before Mary, announcing this strange possibility. Joseph and Mary searching for a warm, safe room in Bethlehem. The baby Jesus wrapped up in cloths, in a manger among hay and animals. The heavens above the shepherds, full of angels proclaiming good news of great joy. Last week, we looked at the tale of the Magi from the east, following a dazzling star to find the newborn king and give him homage. But because of the timing of Sundays, and because Matthew is the only writer of the four Gospels who includes this particular story that I just read, one of the images we don't see that often is of this story: the Holy Family fleeing danger and escaping to Egypt. But when we leave out this image, leave it from our reflections on the meaning of Christmas, our understanding of God's love for this world is lacking a big piece. And our feelings about Christmas can easily become overly sentimental. I think this year, as much as any, it's important for us to reflect on this story. For Matthew, one of the reasons that he wrote about this event is because he saw in it the beginning of a new exodus that would be for the salvation of the entire world. In the original Exodus, God had led another Joseph and his brothers, the grandchildren of Abraham and Sarah. He had led them into Egypt to avoid famine. They escaped that danger, and in the safety of Egypt, they actually grew to be a numerous people. But at the same time, they became enslaved to the Pharaoh. Later, God then led them out of slavery into freedom and into the promised land. And along the way, God made a covenant with Israel, with the people of the Hebrew nation, to be their God, and they would be God's people. God also, along the way, renewed the first promise that God had given to Abraham and Sarah years before, that they would be a blessing to the entire world from their offspring. In the quote that Matthew cited from Hosea, the one about the son being called out of Egypt, originally, Hosea was saying that about the whole Hebrew nation being called by God out of Egypt into the promised land. Matthew repurposes that quote for Jesus specifically, because for Matthew, Jesus is the literal Son of God called out of Egypt. Dale Bruner writes this: "The most important fact for Matthew about the life of Jesus in this chapter is that Jesus, even before he could himself consciously act, was led by divine providence to a retracing of the steps of Israel, to take up into himself the call of the people to be the final Messiah, the authentic Joshua Savior, the real Davidic King. Jesus tastes our entire human experience, takes our journey, goes our way, shares our problem, and feels our sin for us on our behalf. So when Joseph, in Matthew's story, that Joseph, when he takes his family under cover of night to escape danger and flees to Egypt, all of Israel is represented in that child. And because we know the rest of that child's story, we believe that all of humanity was represented in that child, Jesus, forced to leave his home. As we gather here together this evening, we worship that child, and at the same time around our world are literally millions of children who have had to flee from their homes for safety. UNICEF estimates that more than 43 million children tonight will go to sleep as refugees from their homes. For some children, the danger is war. For some, natural disaster. For some, in our own society, it's poverty or domestic violence. No matter what the cause, each and every child is represented by Jesus. And Jesus is with each and every one of the children. Anna Case Winters writes, "If we are paying attention to the story as Matthew tells it, we can no longer think of the hunted, the homeless, migrants, or refugees without seeing in them the face of Jesus. The Gospel of Matthew calls us to see Jesus in the least of these, and will charge us rather directly to do so when we come near to the end of the story. Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked or sick, or in prison?" And Jesus answers, "Whenever you saw any human being, so you saw me." So whenever we see any child, so we are seeing Jesus. As I said to begin this, this story and the images that are in this and that this story inspires are not as customary at this time of year as the nice manger scene and wise men and shepherds gathered around. But this story and the images of the flight into Egypt are just as important for our hope for the world. Because we know the rest of the story, that this child survives and begins the salvation of the entire world. So by telling us this story, Matthew calls us to see Jesus in all displaced children and work for a world where that no longer happens, where all children are safe and loved. I'll end this reflection with the words from the director of the Sojourners organization, Adam Russell Taylor. He notes that in Bethlehem this year, the birthplace of Jesus, in Bethlehem this year, the traditional nativity scene with the manger and Joseph and Mary and all that, that scene has been replaced with all that's happening in Bethlehem itself and around this area and around the world. The traditional scene has been replaced with a solitary baby amongst rubble, representing a bombed out building. But Taylor's words don't end in despair. Instead, he writes, "The promised child of Isaiah's prophecy is alone amid the rubble in Bethlehem, But Jesus' birth and the Christmas story serve as constant reminders that Herod never gets the last word. Jesus, the one who is called God with us, the light of the world, the Prince of Peace, was indeed born in Bethlehem, which is even more poignant in such a time as this. We remember that our Messiah has come, and we know that someday he will fulfill the promise that nation will not lift up sword against nation, neither will they study war anymore. He ends with words that I think are for us as well. With fervent prayer and courageous action, may that day come soon. Amen.